Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now, I'm going to be talking about this dream machine. And I was made aware of this from an email from Jade. Thank you, Jade. Of this government-funded project in the UK. I've been doing all of these videos recently talking about, I mean, just the other day, the World Economic Forum and their House of Psychedelics, how they were bringing shamans to connect with big business, etc., etc., New Age Transcendental Meditation, all that stuff at Davos. Check it out if you missed it. It's the last video I put up here. And now we have this, the Dream Machine, opening up all over the UK, and it's funded entirely by the government. Here's the website, Dream Machine, Perception Census. What is this all about? Look at the eyes. A perception census gives you the impression they want everyone to do this. And we scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can see this is funded by Her Majesty's Government, Scottish Government, Northern Ireland's Government. It's funded by the taxpayers. So what is it? It says here the Dream Machine is a mind-bending light and sound extravaganza designed to be experienced with your eyes closed, and it's free. And it's a perception census, it says here. So it's an experiment on the public, they openly admit, and they get you to fill a form out afterwards. Funded by the government, your money, an experiment on you, the public, a new age psychedelic experiment that you're paying for. Uh-huh. No, there's nothing odd going on here. Look at this. Get loads of people, right, public, into rooms across the country. Hey, it's free, come on in. Get them to lie down, as you can see here. Tell them to close their eyes. You're feeling very sleepy now. And flash strobe lights at them so they start tripping out. Yeah, nothing to see here. Perfectly normal. Here is someone trying to explain this.
I'm here at the Dream Machine Experience in London to find out how music, science, and philosophy can come together to reveal how we perceive the world. All that's happening in the Dream Machine is a white light going on and off, but the experiences that people are reporting and how emotionally affecting they are, how joyous they are, is really profound realization that, you know, what you're capable of and that we have this incredible, incredible organ.
They're just flashing lights, that's all. At you in a room, the government, tickets are free, come on in. No, this woman here, her name is Jennifer Crook. A crook means dishonest. It's not the best name to have when you want to be trying to persuade people to come into a room and lie down, close your eyes and let us flash lights at you. So you start having a hallucinogenic trip funded by the government as an experiment. I mean, it's not the best name, is it, Crook? By the way, this Jennifer Crook, she is the cultural ambassador at Mayor of London. Looking online, I can see she has worked at the Artichoke Trust. The Artichoke Trust put on events around the UK, big art events. They are doing this Burning Man building ceremony ritual, supposedly a memorial for the pandemic, getting people to bring things from members of the family who have passed away and then setting it all on fire. Strange ritual there, but that's another video. And yeah, she works for the Artichoke Trust. Now, what else was called Artichoke? Yes, there was Project Artichoke. Here it is. It was a CIA project. It says here, the primary goal of Project Artichoke was to determine whether a person should be involuntarily made to perform an act of attempted assassination. The project also studied hypnosis, forced morphine addiction and subsequent forced withdrawal and the use of other chemicals including LSD to produce amnesia and other vulnerable states in subjects. That was Project Artichoke. And then you've got Artichoke Trust. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that these are both called Artichoke, but let's get back to the video. I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent. Here's the video.
How was your experience? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, that was really relaxing, actually. I saw a lot of reds and whites and square shapes, circle shapes, and then it moved on to sort of seeing the full spectrum of like greens, blues and yellows.
It's in your mind and you're in complete control of the experience. You're-
How can you be in full control of the experience when it's them who are flashing the lights at you and provoking your brain to react by making these colors suddenly appear in your mind?
And you're in complete control of the experience. Your brain creates all these shapes, patterns, and colors.
Professor Anil Seth and his team at the University of Sussex, they'd actually been experimented with and exploring the phenomena of flickering light for like the last decade, and still trying to research, you know, why this happens and what underlies it. So they were like a crucial bit of the jigsaw.
It's an experiment. That's what they're openly telling this. You can check out the video on YouTube. I mean, if you want to see the rest, but yeah, they go on to say how you have to answer questions, draw pictures of what you saw, etc., etc. Now, once again, what are they up to here? Why is the UK government paying for this with money they have taken from you? What, so you can go and have a strange, trippy experience? A perception census? This is some freaky stuff. We are getting more and more into sci-fi territory now, okay? So let's see what they're not telling you. Okay, the Dream Machine was created back in the 1960s by Brian Gissin and William S. Burroughs. It's a stroboscopic flickering light art device that produces eidetic visual stimuli, it says here. Now, William S. Burroughs was a famous writer, a druggie involved in a hell of a lot of weird stuff. He was into black magic. Aleister Crowley, he liked putting curses on people. Some people have linked him to being in the CIA. He also shot his wife in the head by accident, so we are told. Now, before people come in here and say, he was not involved in black magic, well, you know, check out Tommy P. Cowan. He is a scholar on William S. Burroughs. He has done many podcasts. He has this book. You can get it online, Devils in the Ink. Okay, William Burroughs, Brian Gissin, and geometry as a method for assessing intermediary beings. Okay, and he's got all the details about this. And basically, the Dream Machine was created to experiment with flicker induction to create altered states in the mind in order to contact, it says here, ominous entities, intermediary beings, ascended masters. That's what the Lucis Trust talk about, ascended masters. Contacted ascended masters, angels, demons, archons. He says here they would experiment with the stroboscope on drugs and without drugs. One time it says here in the book, William Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg, another famous writer, they were doing the Dream Machine, and Allen Ginsberg, he completely freaked out. And I quote, he said, "There was no distinction between inner or outer. Suddenly I got the uncanny sense that I was really no different than all of this mechanical machinery around me. I began to think that if I let this go on, something awful would happen. I would be absorbed into the electrical network grid of the entire nation. Then I began feeling a slight crackling along the hemispheres of my skull. I felt my soul being sucked out through the light into the wall socket." Yeah? Sounds like a fun time. Burroughs also talked of it, the Dream Machine, of it dissolving the ego. Now, did we not hear the other day from the shaman at the World Economic Forum in my last video? They were talking about dissolving the ego. What is the ego? Well, the ego is a person's sense of self-esteem, self-importance, self-worth, sense of personality. They want to dissolve your ego. They want to dissolve your personality, your self-esteem, your self-importance, your self-worth, yourself. I mean, it's got to be easy to control people when they have no sense of self-worth or don't know who they are.
I don't know if I can. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The experience was so peaceful and so calm for me, so surreal.
Some white swirly lines around the colours as I was seeing them.
At a point, I could feel like I was inside a rainbow.
Anyway, there's tons more you could go into with this. But yeah, William Burroughs, a cult practitioner of black magic, one of the creators of the Dream Machine, a stroboscopic flickering light machine that induces people into a hypnagogic hallucinatory state. And the UK government are taking this exact premise with the same name and are offering it to the public for free in various parts of the country for the next 4 months, and are calling it a perception census because they want to ask you questions afterwards, and it's an experiment, you know. It's just an experiment. I mean, are we in a movie? Are we in a sci-fi witchcraft movie? Or are we really at the end of the world here? You know, I mean, I say these things and people say, oh, what are you going on about all that nonsense? Harry Potter nonsense. Ooh, it's not real. Well, what are they doing here then? What is all of this about? You take this into account, add all of the other videos I've done recently, all of the other stuff, the World Economic Forum, the shamans, all the other videos, all the other stuff I've been talking about. You still think it's all nonsense? Anyway, let me know if you know anything about this. Do you know someone who has been on the Dream Machine? I'd be curious to know what the questions were that they ask afterwards, you know, the census part of it. Now, once again, if you can, share this video. I mean, it's up to you guys to get the word out, because I don't see anybody else talking about this, do you? I mean, they'll just be going on, you know, all of these other people, they'll be talking about monkeypox or Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Let me know if there is someone else talking about these things, because I only know of one or two and I share their stuff. But apart from that, I ain't seen anyone else talk about it. So let me know in the comments, share the video. I mean, so many people say, oh, more people need to see your videos. Well, it's kind of up to you guys. If you can share the videos, more people will see it. I know a lot of you do, and I thank you for that. But you know, the algorithm is not going to be doing me any favors. I'm not going to get promoted on here or in the search engines. So if you can share it, get it out and about, get it more seen, that would be great. Okay, as always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com, and I'll see you later.